Hey guys, it's Jesse. So I'm coming to you today with some really big news for us at Love Thy Neighborhood. And I want to encourage you to listen to this whole thing because there's actually a bunch of different details that I want to share with you. And there's also some stuff at the very end that I think especially is going to interest you as podcast listeners. So to paraphrase Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a right time to hold on and another to let go. I want to go ahead and tell you the big news up front, and then I want to describe and explain a couple of things. So the thing that we want to announce to let you know is that after 10 years of service to our community, Love Thy Neighborhood is entering into what we're calling our grand finale. We're going to welcome our final class of missionaries this summer, wrap up our final podcast under our umbrella, and finally, in August, we'll close our doors. So back in 2014, when Kiana Brown and I planted the seeds of Love Thy Neighborhood, we really could have never imagined the impact and the blessings of what lay ahead over the next decade. And I really am just struck by all the extraordinary work that I've seen God do, the amazing journey that this ministry has been on. You know, Kiana and I, we had this vision for discipling young adults, and we have seen that happen. You know, 365 different young adults have come through our program. They ended up contributing over $3.5 million worth of volunteer service to our city's nonprofit ministries. And then, you know, we had this idea for this podcast, and we thought maybe a handful of folks would listen to it. But it turned out that a lot more than just a handful of folks were interested in these stories about God at work in the modern world. But there's something else that has happened as well, especially in the last few years. And we just have to acknowledge it. You know, the reality is that the landscape of volunteer service missions has just changed very significantly since our inception back in 2014. And really the reality is that since COVID, the challenge of recruiting has grown exponentially. I spent a fair bit of time over the last few months looking into research, networking with other missions agencies, learning from experts. And what I found over and over again is that the data is clear. There is just a significant waning interest among young adults in programs like ours. And a lot of different programs are actually seeing a sharp and unstable decline in participation. So here's what that means. It has become significantly more expensive and more difficult to recruit young adults for programs like ours. And that is just not a great combination for a small organization like LTN. We've always wanted to be wise stewards of our supporters' time, of their generosity. And part of that is recognizing when we need to persist in faith and when we need to conclude in faith. So, facing these realities, we as an organization have reached a pivotal decision. This summer, we will welcome our final class of missionaries, and by September, Love Thy Neighborhood will close its doors. And I know it's easy to hear that and to think that it's coming from a place of defeat, but actually that's really not where we're coming from. Our desire is to end on a note of victory and celebration for all the amazing things that have happened over the last decade. We've seen so many other ministries limp across the finish line. They're burnt out, they're disillusioned, they're wounded, they don't want anything to do with ministry. We don't want that. We don't want that for our missionaries. We don't want that for our staff. We want to end effective, hopeful, and grateful for everything that God has done. So what does that mean? What are we going to do with our final months as an organization? Well, we have five objectives that we are really honed in on right now. Number one, provide our final class of missionaries with excellent discipleship and mobilization. Number two, offer one final wave of support to our nonprofit partners through our interns. Number three, ensure a thoughtful and caring transition for our dedicated staff. Number four, secure the future of this podcast. And finally, number five, celebrate the remarkable works that God has accomplished through the LTN community. Now, the reality is that for us to conclude our journey as an organization with dignity and with joy, we need your support one last time. This is it. This is the last time that I'm ever going to ask you to give a donation to this ministry. We're actually praying for an additional $120,000 to help all of these things happen. Now, the good news is this. We've actually made a significant amount of progress toward that goal. We are not starting at zero. But in order to reach this goal in totality, we need your help. So whether it's small, whether it's large, your gift will make the difference between LTN ending poorly or us being able to end with celebration. So I'm coming to you as the host of this podcast, and I hope that at some level I've earned some degree of trust from you. I am coming on behalf of our missionaries, our staff. Would you please support us just this one last time? So whether it's $5, $50, or more than that, would you consider showing your support by helping LTN in our grand finale? Now, if you find yourself wondering about all of the details of how we got to this decision, you have more questions, how did we get to this place? How did we arrive here? You can actually just click on the link in the show notes, and it will take you over to the official statement on our website. Now, I said that if you're a podcast listener, that it is worthwhile to listen all the way to the very end. And this is what I want you to know. We are dedicated to trying to find a new home for this podcast so that it can continue. And our desire is that this podcast would continue to have a future life and a future way of helping people follow Jesus in modern culture. Your donation can make this happen. And all you have to do to show this support is go to lovethyneighborhood.org/finale, or you can just click the link in the show notes. Listen, this is really big news. This is a big life change for a lot of us that are a part of the LTN community. There's a lot of sadness about turning the page and letting this story come to an end. But we also feel a lot of peace that this is where God is leading us. It is the right move to make. And so we are also really excited to enter into the last part of this story, to get to experience this grand finale. We are so grateful for all the ways that each of you have supported us and tuned in over the years. We are humbled by your decision to give us any of your time. So please pray for us as LTN enters our grand finale. Thanks, guys.